This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Three women inside a Korean hair salon in Northwest Dallas were hospitalized after someone opened fire inside that salon.
Were guns by yet another white supremacy replacement theorist?
All police have to describe him, a black male driving a maroon-colored minivan.
What a plot twist!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I appreciate that comment, and we're happy to speak more with you about this issue. And, of course...
Just tell me what to say.
And unfortunately and ironically, we were undone exactly by a disinformation campaign.
Oh, sweet irony!
I would point to those parts of my CV and my resume and not these tweets and parts of my personal life that have been picked on in this childish game.
Oh, boo-hoo! Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the final hour of the Howie Carr Show, and thanks to everyone that showed up to Toyota of Portsmouth, and of course everybody at Toyota of Portsmouth who works there for hosting Grace and Howie for those 6 hours. It was a great, great time had by all. So thanks again to everybody over at Toyota of Portsmouth, and of course join us in Maynard next week at Viva Trattoria, so you can celebrate Grace's 30th birthday with her in style as she does her show, and I'm sure it's going to be a big blowout. It's going to be a lot of fun. 844-500-4242. So, of course, I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr this final hour here, and we got some good news last hour, so I wanted to continue with the good news.
And good news, everyone!
I've wrangled up a lot of good news stories to take us through, and if you'd like to contribute some good news for this week, please do so. 844-500-4242. Maybe a story caught your eye, and you just counted it as maybe a big victory or a small victory for the right or for, you know, people loyal to Donald Trump and everything that he stands for in the Republican Party, or just the Republican Party in general, or it may not even have to be specific to the Republican Party, just the moral goodness of America, which we're starting to see, thankfully, more and more. I think this was a very big week. It's been a big couple of weeks. We've seen Elon Musk buying Twitter and trying to rid it of all of its sinful nature, so to speak, sins against the American public and the world at large, really depriving them of content that really should have been out there. Most notably, I would imagine, is of the Hunter Biden laptop variety. That's one of the more significant stories that the world was deprived of hearing firsthand from the New York Post back in 2020. So that was a big deal. 844-500-4242. 508 says, Taylor, do you ever get let out for good behavior to go on remote? No, I get paid well enough to stay here. That's fine with me. Once in a while, I'll be able to get out on remote with Howie, but that's once in a blue moon. But I'm content being there. I'm content being here. I'm just a really content guy. Ask anybody I know, and they will tell you that I'm, you know what, don't ask anybody I know, because, well, I'm really not a content guy. But I am content to be anywhere, and I'm getting paid to be there. 844-500-4242. So yeah, the Elon Musk buying Twitter and everything that he's been tweeting for the past few weeks has been glorious. He had some great tweets today talking about the Sussman trial. In fact, he separated his name and said Sussman. And I didn't even try explaining to this one to Howie, because I don't know that he would have gotten it. And if he did get it, I think he would have co-opted it and tried to include it in his daily lingo. And he would have, I'm going to sound not hip myself saying it and explaining it to the audience. But sus is how the kids these days say suspect. You know, these crazy kids are shortening all these crazy words. Sus, if you say that guy looks sus, it means he looks suspect or suspicious. So they just say sus. So Elon Musk said sus man, as in suspicious man. And just mic drop, left it at that. So if Howie's listening, maybe now he'll incorporate that into his daily vocabulary. But we had a lot of great news over this past week, and we'll get to it here. First off, Netflix. Big news. And I know every time I fill in, I kind of lean towards the tech news. And I think that's because that's where a lot of us find common ground. We consume a lot of technology or products of technology every single day, be it virtual or whatever it might be. That's part of American daily life. So we find a lot of common ground there. Netflix canceling a lot of its woke shows, and it's now kind of stepping back from this leftist ideology of we need to fundamentally transform the minds of our viewers who are paying us to provide them with entertainment. Now, we talked last time I was filling in about them, Netflix, going after their subscriptioners' passwords and sharing accounts because they weren't collecting enough money. They finally had a bad quarter. I think one of the first quarters ever where they saw a profit loss rather than a profit gain. So they started thinking about new ways to charge people, and that was charging people who are sharing their accounts. And, of course, a lot of us do that. I do not have a Netflix account anymore. I got rid of mine probably over a year and a half, 2 years ago now. But I do mooch off of my in-laws' Netflix account. And I don't think they really pay for theirs either. I think they got theirs through, there was a deal with Comcast anyway. So, and they wanted to go after that, and they wanted to raise subscription fees and all of that. Now I think they're realizing that people do vote with their wallets. People do actually give a damn about the kind of entertainment that flows across their television screens at home. And so they're actually doing something about it because people aren't watching the crap that Netflix is putting out. Some of these shows I've never even heard about. This is out of Red State. If you get woke, there's a 99% chance you're going to go broke. Netflix saw the signs. Not that they were hard to read, though. Of course, when Cuties came out, this was a show that some sort of mockumentary, weird movie that glorified basically the pedophilia culture by showing off I don't even want to get into it, but it really showcased and sexualized young girls in a very weird way. One of these foreign films that's supposed to be artsy, but is really just dressed up pedophilia. So there was outrage over that a couple of years ago. They were also forced to cancel the live action adaptation of Cowboy Bebop after 3 weeks. Now, Cowboy Bebop, I think that's some sort of anime thing. Do you know about this, Matt?
I know of it. I've never seen it, though.
I think it's an anime. It started out as an anime.
It's supposed to be good, but I just can't get into that stuff.
Yeah. Anime's... listen, I don't have...
It's a slippery slope.
It's not a slippery slope. It's just a straight drop. If you fall over the anime cliff, there's no getting you back. I'm sorry. I don't judge you for liking anime. Not you, Matt. Just the royal you. I don't judge you for liking anime, but... I do judge you for liking anime. Let's just put it, strange people, good people. I'm not saying there's anything bad or sordid about them, but they're a different breed. When Comic-Con is in town, I stay away. That's my general rule of thumb. Most importantly, they saw how the left attempted to launch a full-scale war against Dave Chappelle, and Netflix is actually standing by him because, of course, he's been making the money. He's been getting eyeballs onto Netflix screens because he's got these controversial stand-up specials where he's tackling issues that other people, especially, the woke left, they're not even getting into that territory because they think it's an area that they've conquered already and changed minds on. But people like Dave Chappelle are standing up in the way and saying, no, there needs to be a conversation about this. I'm okay with accepting you people as part of a society, but let's have a conversation about how I'm supposed to feel about you putting your ideologies on me and saying that I have to either agree or basically die in the sense that my career can no longer exist. He pushed back, and it's paying off in dividends for people like Dave Chappelle. Other programs that Netflix is having to cancel, they had in production. This was a big deal when it came out. We featured it in the Week in Woke and Woker Joke. But Anti-Racist Baby is a children's book that, again, I haven't read this one either, but teaches children not to be racist. It's a children's book about race, a pretty serious, heavy issue for kids. Netflix has pulled the plug on several animated projects, including Wings of Fire from executive producer Ava DuVernay. Sounds like a made-up Seinfeld name. Anti-Racist Baby, a series aimed at preschoolers, and With Kind Regards from Kindergarten, a film tailored to youngsters. Streaming service also scrapped Stamped, Racism, Anti-Racism, and You. That sounds like a terrible 50s B movie that would have been shown during health class, something of that nature. A documentary intended to serve as a companion piece to Stamped from the Beginning, which is a hybrid documentary and scripted feature that delves into race in the United States. Stamped from the Beginning is still moving forward and is currently in post-production. Variety reported that the sources at Netflix said this wasn't financially motivated. BS. BS. People just weren't watching it. They didn't want to tune into it. Anti-Racist Baby, for instance, was supposed to be a show dedicated to influencing children with race-focused ideas. And this is a quote from one of the press releases on Anti-Racist Baby. Anti-Racist Baby, based on anti-racist scholar Dr. Ibram X. Kendi, children's book of the same name, was imagined as a series of animated vignettes set to music for preschoolers. Kendi also wrote Stamped Racism, Anti-Racism, and You, which will no longer run in tandem with the adult-skewed Stamped from the Beginning. Those three projects were being made to examine racism for audiences of all ages. And preschoolers have a tough enough time understanding that Big Bird is not a real bird, and we're supposed to lay these heavy subjects on them. All right, so that's one piece of good news for the day. 844-500-4242. But don't go anywhere, because we've got even more good news, better good news, all kinds of great good news coming up on this Friday. Don't go anywhere. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Good news, everyone!
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Chump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
The Howie Carr Show.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. Summer's right around the corner. From Cape hotel rooms, amusement park tickets, and fine dining gift cards, we have you covered, and really run the gamut throughout the area. Just looking at HowieCarrShow.com, you can start your day by sleeping on overnight on beautiful Cape Cod and venturing out. You can maybe take a day trip up to Fun Spot and maybe even venture out to Maria's Restaurante in Portland, Maine before heading back to the Cape. You could plan that all out in one day and all at half price from the Howie Carr Show store. Just go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. Matt, what is today's poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you believe the sexual misconduct allegations being made about Elon Musk?
Mm. See, the majority is so overwhelming that, right now I'm going to say no. I've not seen any evidence. Right,
98% say no.
Okay. 844-500-4242. Talking about good news, and another piece of good news that took place this week was the Board of Misinformation, Ministry of Truth, really putting that on pause. Nina Jankowicz falling from grace. And this is just too good. They thought that, you know, really the what happened was the public was not, they saw through what this really was, and they saw it for the Ministry of Truth that it was. And, you know, they voiced their opinions on it, and it just got eaten alive on social media and by people in Washington, D.C. on the Republican side, that they couldn't keep this up. They couldn't actually install this board into the Biden administration, because it just would have been too, I hate to keep using the cliche, Orwellian. It would have been. So they had to take it down, and the excuse that they used, which the excuse is just as funny because that backfired on them too. They said, well, you know, it was, there were a lot of sensationalized narratives about what people thought the board was going to do, and it was completely wrong. And Peter Ducey made the obvious question to KJP, saying, so in reality, what happened was the disinformation board was disbanded because it was a victim of dun 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 disinformation. It's you can't make this stuff up. That was a great piece of news. Unfortunately, we're still going to have to deal with some sort of Nina Jankowicz still has a presence, I'm sure, on social media, so we'll have to suffer through her Broadway parodies for, I don't know, the end of time. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Taylor, I'm kind of switching from what I told Matt I was going to speak, but I think not enough attention has been paid to the 9-0 Supreme Court decision that said the city of Boston could not, if they're going to let other private groups, they could not stop a Christian group from flying a flag over City Hall. And I don't think we give credit enough to...
You raise a great, great topic. That's something I had given a lot of thought to over the past couple of weeks, but it completely escaped my mind. And here's my thought on it. No flag other than any state or federal flag or municipal flag should be flown for any reason whatsoever. And the only exception I'll give that to is the POW MIA flag that is pretty standard outside of many town halls and city halls and state buildings. But other than that, no special interest groups, no religious groups should be flying flags anywhere on public property.
I don't know if that would violate the United States Constitution. I think City Hall is allowed by our Constitution to fly private flags. But what the Supreme Court decided is if they're going to do that, not whether or not it's constitutional to fly those flags, but if they're going to let private flags, they have to let Christians.
Right. No, I get it, Steve. And that's something we can talk about. Thanks very much for the call and resurrecting that topic. And it is good news in its own right, but it's still, I think, controversial. I don't think any other flag should be flown other than public flags. We'll talk about it some more coming up. Stay tuned.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242 is the number. I'm glad Steve called in and brought up that issue, which he wanted to qualify as good news. And it is good news. I'm not going to disqualify it at all. It's good news the way that the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled on that matter, that Boston City Hall received numerous applications from I'm not sure if it was from some churches or any specific organization, but numerous organizations to fly the Christian flag outside of City Hall through their flag-raising program. Now, I understand this isn't something that every city or town hall does or state building does, but you can opt to do so. But if you have to do so, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled that you cannot discriminate. I mean, as long as it's a legitimate cause or organization or religious group now, they have to fulfill that request at some point, not give preferred treatment to anybody, you know, take in your application as it's been filed and review it. And if it's legitimate and all your I's are dotted and T's are crossed, we'll fly your flag at some point, get in line. But I think while that's good news and the Christian flag may fly outside of City Hall, I don't think it's a good program to have, period. And I'm curious if I know I'm not the only one to feel that way, but I am curious if I'm in the minority or the majority. And once again, I feel like I'm in the minority. I don't want any other flag flown outside of a city or any municipal building or state building or federal building that doesn't represent the generic federal, state, or municipal building that it is, and what subdivision of the government it's a part of, or overarching branch of the government it's a part of. I don't want to know what special interest group it's sponsoring that month through the flying of their flag. I don't care. I don't want to be forced to learn about and be subjected to posters inside, learn more about our flag that's up on the, you know, the flags are getting ridiculous now. The new LGBTQ flag I see, it's got, it used to be just the rainbow flag, right? Now it's got rainbows and triangles and all kinds of different things on there. I guess now they updated it so it has BIPOC, EIEIO people, or as Joe Biden would say, I people on the flag. I don't completely understand the change, but I've stopped caring, really. But here's, and again, the point, if you've got to do it for some, if you've got to do it for one person, you've got to do it for everybody. So last week, Friday the 13th, what an appropriate day for this story to come out. Surprise, surprise, the Bleepsters du jour, many, many times over, by the way, the Satanic Temple based in, well, Salem, of course, they have submitted an application to fly their flag outside of Boston City Hall. And you knew it was coming. You knew that was coming. As soon as the SJC said, well, you have to honor any religious request that comes in because you've flown other religious flags or flags with religious connections, you've got to fly the Christian flag. Well, now the Satanic Temple wants to fly their flag. You know why I'm against this? Because if you picked a special interest group for the month or the week, whatever it is, I believe it's monthly, could even be biweekly, it alienates people. It alienates certain groups. It puts one group on a pedestal and alienates anybody else that doesn't either align with that group, ally with that group. It divides us more than it unites us. Now, the people on the other side, I've heard, well, the American flag doesn't represent me. I don't feel represented by the United States of America. Well, you are. If you feel marginalized in some way, that's something we need to fix. But you don't go off and create a subdivision and another completely separate flag just because that small percentage of what makes up you as an individual isn't fully emblazoned on the American flag, to which I believe that it is. The American flag symbolizes, while many other things, the sacrifice and the unity that this country is made up of. And that does cover all of us if we're American citizens. Say what you will about state flags. If it's a state building and they're flying a state flag, that's the representation there. If it's a municipal flag, and I'm not sure that all municipalities have some sort of a seal or a flag to fly, but they want to fly that, fine, because that's a general rule, if that's the municipal building in that municipality, everybody that lives or has business to conduct in that municipality has some sort of connection to that municipality. That's a given. But I feel you're definitely marginalizing other people when you start flying special interest flags. So I hope that Mayor Wu, who says that they are now reviewing their flag-raising program, she says they're evaluating their flag-raising program, and she has many other great things to evaluate as well. I hope that the decision is to bring it to an end, along with many other municipalities. When I was covering local news in New Bedford, before I was ever a news director, I was sent out by my boss to a lot of these flag raisings, monthly flag raisings. And generally they were for cultural groups, but it was just the most boring stories that you'd ever have to cover. I mean, you'd see people that were, you know, big deals in the community, big wigs about town, but all right, so it made that certain group feel special and represented and seen. That's another word the kids use for the day or the month, whatever it might be. But it was just boring, and nobody really cared. I do remember one time there was an Italian flag raising, Matt, and during the flag raising for the Italian community, a truck went by. And on the side of the truck, it said Guido's Glass Installation. And I just thought that was very funny. That's my humor. Russ, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Russ.
Mr. Comia, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You asked about, in the last 2 days, you know, something that has happened good, or, in my opinion, okay?
Some good news.
Good news to me was that 2000 Mules, the movie by Dinesh D'Souza, did so well and had so many requests that releasing that. It's going to be airing again. And I watched it last night with a couple of friends of mine,
mm-hmm.
and it is astonishing. And I think every citizen in this country needs to see it.
Yeah, I agree. I haven't seen it yet, Russ. I really want to, and it's convincing my wife to spend our night out, you know, baby-free watching a very polarizing documentary about the 2020 election. That's a tall order, I'm sure, but I'll have to watch it on my own time one of these days, downloading it. I'm not sure if they're really re-releasing it. I know it's in theaters, but I think a lot of the way things are, these releases work is they'll release it digitally first, and then it'll come out and it trickle out into theaters. So I think that a lot of those places, it was already the plan, and it may have picked up a few more theaters here and there, which is obviously great news. But yeah, it does seem to be doing well on all accounts. And certainly I think the most paid attention to Dinesh D'Souza documentary. Thanks very much for the call, Russ. Dennis, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey Taylor, great show. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I got some more good news. I just heard in the last 5 minutes that the Archbishop of San Francisco has banned Nancy Pelosi from receiving Holy Communion.
Yeah, and she joins the ranks of Joe Biden, right? He's not able to take communion.
I didn't know that. I thought he was still doing that.
That was a few years ago when I believe he was flip-flopping about, I forget what the exact motion was, but it had to do with public funding of abortions. I forget what act it was, but it was, yeah, it had to do with the public funding of abortions, and he finally waffled and said, well, yeah, I think public taxpayer funds should go to abortions, and that's when I believe his archbishop said, that's all right, you're not going to be taking communion. I don't know if that was ever seriously confirmed or if it's still in practice in Washington, but certainly it was the case when he was in Delaware between the time that he was out of the vice presidency and was running for president. That's when that came up. But yeah, that was definitely good news. Here's the story. This is, and Howie knows of this archbishop in San Francisco, Salvatore Corleone. He's very conservative. And he said today that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will not be permitted to receive Holy Communion due to her public stance on abortion. Corleone sent a letter to Pelosi, who lives in San Fran, saying that she should not approach the altar during Mass to receive communion and that priests would not be allowing her to partake of the sacrament. Corleone told Pelosi, a Catholic legislator who supports procured abortion after knowing the teaching of the church commits a manifestly grave sin, which is a cause of most serious scandal to others. Therefore, universal church law provides that such persons are not to be admitted to Holy Communion. I don't know if Pelosi's really going to respond to that. She's still going to call herself a devout Catholic, just as Joe Biden calls himself a devout Catholic, even though he's kind of been decommunionized, excommunicated, to coin a phrase. Thanks very much for the call, Dennis. Some other good news on that front, and I'm glad he brought that up. Planned Parenthood closing 5 abortion centers in Indiana, Idaho, and Alaska. This is out of lifenews.com, and they're a great follow on Twitter. Give them a follow, Life News on Twitter. The Planned Parenthood abortion business has announced it will close 5 abortion centers in Indiana, Idaho, and Alaska. News follows a new report the other day indicating the billion-dollar abortion chain plans to close 5 facilities in Vermont and New Hampshire on June 12th. Katie Rodahan, Director of Communications for Planned Parenthood Great Northwest, Hawaii, Alaska, Indiana, Kentucky, made the announcement about the closings and indicated that the Planned Parenthood in Soldotna, Alaska, will close along with 4 other centers in Indiana and Idaho, though no locations were provided for those states. They said they'll be closing 4 other clinics in Idaho and Indiana, like in Soldotna. They're closing May 31st, so just in a couple of weeks. And she said the decision to close these clinics have been months in the making and not based on last week's U.S. Supreme Court opinion leak. Either way, good news. I've got some really good news coming up. For anybody who had any hope at all for funniness to return to television, there will be a void of unfunniness coming soon to a network near you. Stay tuned. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is The Howie Carr Show.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this. Howie Carr is back.
So if Boston keeps the flag-raising program at City Hall, I would suggest that everybody who got fired or laid off or had to resign from their municipal positions or even state positions band together. You know, this was during COVID where all this happened. Band together and actually create a church of the unmasked and the unvaxxed. I don't know what you can call yourselves. I'm sure there's some good, you know, anti-masketarians I've heard before. That's good. Anti-vaxitarians would be acceptable as well. Anti-Fauciism, whatever you want to call it. Get a church together and actually get registered, 501c3, and submit your application for the flag and stick it to Mayor Wu and Charlie Baker. Have your no-needles flag flying over Boston City Hall. There's an idea. All right, so I teased this before the break. Good news coming to SNL. I think my least favorite cast member of SNL has been for some time Pete Davidson, a.k.a., I think right now, the most hated man in America, at least in Kanye West's eyes. Pete Davidson is going out with Kim Kardashian. Pete Davidson, who joined SNL as a relatively unknown, has become a superstar whose presence graces gossip pages daily, is expected to leave after the broadcast of this weekend's season finale, which is certainly good news. He's unfunny. He could never stay in any sort of character, and not a nice guy by all accounts. So that's my good news for SNL. I'm glad.
Good news, everyone.
I'm glad to see him go. I couldn't stand Pete Davidson. And a final piece of good news is, if you want to catch my gigs, Taylor Cormier sings Sinatra, I will be at the Ale House Cigar Bar in Providence, Rhode Island, tomorrow night, 9 to midnight. If you enjoy a good stogie, the Stogies and Sinatra Show, it's 52 Pine Street in Providence, in the heart of downtown Providence. It's a great time if you can tolerate. I mean, they've got good filtration systems in there, so it doesn't get, you know, like you can't see the guy next to you. But it's a cigar bar. But it's going to be a nice night, very nice night. So the windows are going to be open. I'm excited about that. That's always fun when people can hear you singing from the street. It's always a great time, so I hope you stop on by 9 to midnight tomorrow night at the Ale House Cigar Bar. And I believe the following week, or I could be mistaken, yes, I am mistaken, June 4th, I'm at Hill and Harbor Cigar in East Greenwich, Rhode Island, same time, 9 to midnight. Give me a follow on Facebook or Twitter or on Instagram, Taylor Cormier Sings Sinatra. Twitter, at Old Man Cormier. Facebook, again, Taylor Cormier Sings Sinatra, and hope to see you out there. So, more good news. Title 42 is staying in place for now. That's excellent news, thanks to the Trump-appointed judge who is going to keep that going and keep the deportations up. Because according to Dr. Fauci, we're still not out of it. And, you know, we've got monkeypox now. We've got monkeypox in Canada. It's surging. Cases are on the rise. I don't know about hospitalizations, but monkeypox is the new Omicron. It's the new Delta. You've got to deport all these monkeypox-infested people. Title 42 to the rescue. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.